Hey, it's Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of August 10th. Paul McCartney gave a very in-depth interview to GQ magazine this past week. Check it out at gq/magazine.co.uk. One of the highlights was when he was asked if he'd ever consider doing a residency in Vegas like Elton John or doing what Bruce Springsteen did on Broadway. His response was, "I've been trying to avoid Vegas my whole life. Vegas is where you go to die, isn't it? It's the elephant's graveyard." As for doing a Broadway residency, he said, "Bruce has done it. It feels a bit like, oh, suddenly I'll do it now then." So that's made me a little reluctant to follow in his footsteps or follow a trend. And some unique Beatles autographs, which also contain four caricatures of the boys, just sold at auction for $9,000. The caricatures were drawn by a fellow named Fraser Elder, who drew the caricatures for the band before a gig they played in Dundee, Scotland in late 1963. They loved the caricature so much, they each asked for a copy and signed the original for the artist. It's the third set of caricatures from that gig that has been sold at auction, and this one came at the highest price. And that's your Beatles Minute for the week of August 10th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.